episode, we bring you Connell Scholar. Connell is a fantastic ambassador for the Malta Schools Council and has raised awareness through speeches and music. In this podcast, he talks about living with a sibling who has underlying health conditions, the power of sport, and the power of music in breaking down perceptions. So what do you think is the power of sport in breaking down perceptions, Connell?
I firmly believe that sport brings everyone together, regardless of what disability you have, what background you come from, what ethnicity you are, whatever religion you are. And I firmly believe that every child or adult should have an opportunity to play a sport.
Yeah, why sport specifically, Connor? Why is that powerful in breaking down perceptions? What perceptions has it broke down for you or others, do you think?
In terms of joining in, because when you play a sport, when you join a new sports club or whatever, on a football club, for example, you do feel a sense of anxiety at first. And it can, and when you don't particularly interact with the people, it can be quite hard, which is why I can't emphasise enough that we should unite together through sport, and why we should be able to break down perceptions through sport, and by proving that anyone can play a sport.
Yeah. And so Connell, there could be children who are listening to this podcast and they might have really high levels of anxiety. They might want to play football. They might want to go dancing. They might want to go to a karate club, but they just simply feel like they can't because they've got such high levels of anxiety. What would your advice be to those children, Connell?
My advice to those children would be, look for a place that's inclusive and that will accommodate you and will accept you. And the best thing about it is a good coach makes all the difference to whether a child participates in that sport. And having been on the sports course at college, I know how much a coach can make a difference.
Yeah, and you do a lot of coaching, obviously, with the multi-schools football team, and you've done some fantastic bits there. In your mind, Connell, and in your kind of opinion, what makes a great coach or an inclusive coach?
A great coach is someone who's encouraging, inclusive, enthusiastic, can really interact and engage with the participants.
Yeah, and that should be for whoever joins the club, a child with ASD, a child who may be deaf or blind. It should be for every single person, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Brilliant. So something, obviously, at the moment, getting out and doing sport is very hard because of the situation we find ourselves in the lockdown.
Yeah.
What's your kind of advice at the moment for people who might be struggling and they need ways to kind of keep their minds healthy? What would be your advice, Connell?
So personally for me, exercise is very important, and especially now with this global pandemic that we're in right now, I'd say going for walks, whether you're going with your family or whether you're going on your own. And I think home exercise, just find ways that you can occupy yourself. And for me personally, exercise has been very important.
Yeah, so that's something that you're doing a lot of, Connell, which is great. And there's been a lot of comments out there about how maybe children with ASD might be finding this time particularly hard. Why do you think that is, Connell? Why might some people with autism be finding this situation particularly difficult?
The changes in routine, yeah, I would say, because autistic people strive on a routine, and change can be very disruptive. So that's probably why it is quite stressful right now, particularly for someone with ASD to adapt to and cope with.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Connor. And obviously, everybody's having to change their routines at the moment. Everyone's having to do things differently. Do you think maybe, obviously, this is such a bad situation, but do you think maybe it might make some people realise a bit more and understand people with ASD a bit better?
Yeah, because send parents as well, and send children, they go through the daily struggles and challenges every day. And it's only, I'd say, now that people are starting to realise that those people with Sen, they pretty much suffer with this day. They pretty much, not say suffer, but they deal with it daily, really. And this is an opportunity for those parents who have a child with Sen to really spend time with them and really understand their child.
Yeah, so it's for you, Connell, it's more about spending time with each other. It's not necessarily setting up a brand new homeschool and getting them to do lots of work. It's more about spending time with family.
Yeah, and I do get the reason for homeschooling because, you know, children have got to stay on track with work. But I don't think it's a necessity as of right now is as important as spending time with family.
Something, because you've spoke about family there. I know from speaking with you and knowing you for a long time, Connell, family is really important to you. And obviously at the moment, everyone is talking about illness and how that affects different people. It's obviously affecting a lot of people right now. Obviously go into it as much as you want or as little as you want. You've got siblings who have had different health conditions throughout their life. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's like to live with, Connell, and how that might affect you and your family?
Okay. So I've got a sister who's got complex health needs. She's in hospital quite a lot. She's in hospital at the minute. Her temperature was really bad last night. And obviously she's classed as category A, which is very high risk. So the precaution, the extra precaution's got to be there to protect her. Mm-hmm. And she is a fighter, and she's gone through it all, really. So it can be very hard to live with when a sibling or someone that you love so much suffers with those conditions. It can be so sad to watch. And yeah. For me personally, and my other sister, it's not nice to witness.
No, I mean, I've obviously known you for a while, Connor, and I know that you're a fantastic lad who keeps going and finds the positives, even when you have a lot going on. Do you think this time and where we find ourselves with the illness and the lockdown is even more worrying for families like yourself, where you do have members within it who have underlying health conditions?
Yeah, I would say it is a worrying time. And I know that I know a friend of mine who's probably, he's high risk as well. So it can be challenging to deal with, and it can be almost debilitating, really, to don't know how to say this. It can just be debilitating to see.
Yeah. What would be your message of support, Connell, to maybe some children or parents or families that are listening to this podcast and they might have underlying health conditions? What would be your message of support?
So I would say so to people that I know it's hard right now. I know you can't see your family members, and I know you have to stay in and isolate for 12 weeks or whatever. So surround yourself with the positive people in your household that will make you feel happy and that you're engaged within life, and it makes you feel a sense of optimism that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, so it's all about having a good team and making sure that you're talking as well.
Yeah, and I think talking about topics is important, and being open.
Yeah. I mean, and you've mentioned that before, Connell, as well, because you've also, the children of the Multischools Council always come up with ideas and projects, and they picked out the key topics they wanted to focus on. We did some pieces of work around mental health, and we had an ambassador meeting, which I don't know if you remember, Connell, we spoke about the things that we should keep on the agenda of the Multischools Council, and mental health was one of the things. And I remember from that meeting, you were very passionate about keeping mental health on the agenda. Why is it important that we keep talking about mental health, and in particular young people's mental health?
And I know lockdown more than ever, I know there is going to be a rise, and I think it is important that people are open and that people should be encouraged to speak up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know how it feels to not be in that position where I don't feel like I speak to anyone.
So when you felt like that, Connell, and you haven't felt like you can speak to anyone, how have you managed to then speak to someone?
My mother would know when something was up, and
okay.
I'd probably spend about a few minutes sort of like trying to make it seem like everything is okay, that it's sort of telepathic. Your mum sort of knows when you're feeling like that. So
yeah, it's important that children can feel encouraged to talk to their parents if they need to, because talking is the most powerful way to be able to support your mental health. So obviously another avenue is something you're passionate about, Connell, is music.
Yeah.
Music can support people's mental health. And at the moment, people are having to stay in, but music doesn't disappear. Music is still there. Why is music such a passion for you, Connell?
I think music is a form of expression. And I think more than ever, especially now, music is so important, because the artists we listen to and the lyrics we feel. And I think music has become so much more prominent now that people are starting to realise and appreciate music for what it actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've obviously been involved with music directly yourself, haven't you? Do you want to tell us a bit about like how music has helped you maybe, or what you've done to break down perceptions using music?
So I was involved in an anti-bullying song, which was to break down perceptions and that bullying was never okay.
Yeah.
Then I was obviously part of the All Stand Strong song, which is a great project and great people to work with. And I think music for me has always been a form of expression and a release, to so I can actually express myself and my feelings. Yeah. I think through music I can do that.
Yeah, you're very good at it as well. And you'll be pleased to know, Connell, I haven't even briefed you about this before coming onto the podcast, but at the end of each of our podcasts, the listeners, if you listen regularly, will hear a little rap. And that rap is actually Connell. So you'll be able to hear that, Connell. When you listen back to this, you can hear your rap at the end as well.
Oh, wow. That's mad.
So you've obviously, as you said, it's a way to express yourself. What if there's some young people out there listening? They might be writing their own lyrics or just words, but they don't have the confidence to share it. What would be your advice to those young people, Connell?
My advice would be to, because sharing it with one person can be great. It's like start off with baby steps, and once you start feeling confident, then showing others, like your friends and other family members or anyone really. And if you feel confident enough to then do a live performance, perform those lyrics on stage, then I think that's the sort of steps that you can take, and that depends on confidence as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've spoke about some of our other ambassadors around confidence. So if you are listening to these podcasts and you want to find out a bit more about confidence, you can search through, and there's some podcasts on there where we talk a bit more about that in detail. So one of the things as well, Connell, is that reason we're doing all of our work is because special schools, sometimes people might look at special schools and think, you know what, those children who go to those schools, they can't do anything. Like they go to those schools and they might just play, you know. You obviously attended a special school, Connell.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about special education? And actually, you're one of the best people to spread a bit more understanding and awareness. What is a special school, firstly, and why are they important?
I think special schools are important because there is a lot of people with special needs that can't adapt in mainstream, or mainstream schools can't accommodate for those people. And to the people who think that special schools are just, they go and play and do nothing, I can tell you that is an absolute myth for a fact. So we do study qualifications. We do work like maths, English and science and other subjects. So that's all I've got to say to those people is the lack of understanding around special education astonishes me.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think the only way we're going to change it, Connell, is by hearing from people like yourself, but others as well, that actually special education has its place, because it may mean that children need to learn in a different way, or or the teachers there are trained in a specific way, they can deliver lessons to meet the needs of lots of different children. What needs to change, Connell, so that, you know, sometimes not all children can go to special schools, not all children need to go to special schools. It can be an easy excuse sometimes for schools to say, well, we can't meet their needs, so they must go to a special school. What needs to change so more children can realise their potential and have their needs met?
I would say that every school, they should assess their policy around, and I think I said this during a meeting, that every teacher should be STEM trained.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single teacher in the country should have some form of STEM training.
So you believe it starts with teacher training?
Yeah, that's firmly what I believe in. So that then the teachers can actually understand and they can actually meet their needs. Because often a child would go into, say, a mainstream school and a teacher wouldn't be able to meet their needs because they haven't been trained or they simply do not understand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And sometimes the teachers can then be blamed, but actually it's because they've had a lack of training or there's a lack of understanding out there. Now, Connell, you've touched on loads of different issues there. You've spoke about sport. You've spoke about underlying health conditions and the lockdown. You've also mentioned music and attending a special school and what needs to change as well. So, Connell, thank you very much for all your views. We hope that if you've listened to this podcast, Connell's words will inspire you, but also give you a bit of an insight and understanding to the world that we live in right now. Thanks very much, Connell.
Since recording the majority of these podcasts, unfortunately, I've received some very difficult and sad news. Not just an inspirational teacher, but an inspirational friend too. Someone who, without her support, these podcasts wouldn't be recorded today. She helped me so much through school and was a massive inspiration to why I'm doing what I'm doing now. And I want to dedicate the whole season of this podcast to Keris Emery and in the loving memory of Keris.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.